morning.
Good morning.
Good morning.
I'm going to say a few words on silence, which of course is a paradox in itself. Saying words about silence. Zenrin Kushu wrote the following. Sitting silent, doing nothing, spring comes, and the grass grows by itself. So what is the essence of the silence to which Zenrin Kushu refers? The silence realized in Zazen is not silence as opposed to speech. It's the silence that transcends any explanation or comparison, and we could call it true silence. Ai Tuan said, speech is blasphemy, and silence is a lie. Above speech and silence, there is a way out. It is this way out to which I am referring when I speak about true silence. If we practice Zazen with diligence and with great faith, our minds eventually become still. And in coming still, we transcend dualities such as life and death, love and hate, good and bad, sacred and secular. We enter a state that we call just being. And just being means without a reference point that we call me. It's a state which is beyond ideas, names, and concepts. It's the experience of things just as they are. And in this state, the mind is alive, dynamic, and free, not abiding in anything or anywhere. Lin Yu writes, like the clear stillness of autumn water, pure and without activity, in its tranquil depths are no obstructions. Manjushri describes silence as a condition, quote, where we have left behind all questions and answers. So it's important to note that the silence to which I refer is not a trance or a state of passivity. It is actually when we are the most alive, the most engaged, and the most connected to life. And that's because in a silence, as I said, there are no obstructions, right? So we are alive without any obstructions, we are engaged without any obstructions, and we are connected to life without any obstructions. Vimala Kirti described this dynamic condition as thundering silence. Now this process is sort of interesting, you know, thundering silence. If we sit long enough and with faith, we will be sitting and there'll be nothing, nothing in the conventional sense. And the thundering silence is when we are sitting with nothing, absolutely nothing. We no longer even know that we are sitting. And at some point, what happens is, in this silence, we realize how incredibly noisy, how thundering the silence is. But it's not conventional. It's not conventional sound. It's an incredible energy. And of course, as soon as we realize we are in this state, we start speaking to ourselves about it. Ah, this is thundering silence. Oh my gosh. You know, and then it's lost, right? We're back up in our heads. So silence is not found outside ourselves. Nor is it dependent on external conditions. It's when we are undisturbed within ourselves that we are at peace. If we embody this silence, we will find that it is in everything that we do. That means that it's everywhere. Mary Oliver wrote a poem called First Snow, which I've read before, and I think it beautifully conveys the essence of true silence. The snow began here this morning and all day, continued its white rhetoric everywhere, calling us back to why, how, whence, such beauty, and what the meaning, such an auricular fever, flowing past windows, an energy it seemed would never ebb, never settle less than lovely, and only now, deep into night, it has finally ended. the silence is immense, and the heavens still hold a million candles. Nowhere the familiar things, stars, the moon, the darkness we expect and nightly turn from. Trees glitter like castles of ribbons. The broad fields smolder with light as a passing creek bed lies heaped with shining hills. And though the questions that have assailed us all day remain, not a single answer has been found. Walking out now into the silence and the light under the trees and through the fields feels like one. So the gift of true silence is available to everyone. It's our birthright in a sense, but we must practice to manifest it, to realize it. It's the primary condition which the seeds of enlightenment will flourish. So please have faith in yourself and in the truth of these words and Mary Oliver's words, and practice diligently so that you can manifest true silence within yourself. Thank you.